Rundu, your home on 102.7.
What's happening, DJ Sia? How's your morning, Buta?
I know the morning is good, man. Just a little bit of heat, but yeah, we're surviving.
Where are you, bro?
Yeah.
I'm finding myself home, back home, back in the territory in Katimamoyo.
Oh, you're by the water.
You are by the water.
Yes, I arrived yesterday.
And the buffaloes and the crocodiles and the...
And, you know,
the food basket.
No, they're actually greeting you guys. They are greeting you guys as well, especially the crocodiles.
Daze! See, I know for a fact you taught us how to greet by Shiri earlier this year. And we are such terrible
Silozi,
Namibians.
Right?
Yeah, in Silozi. We are such terrible Silozi, Namibians.
Yeah, so, quickly
teach us real quick, Buddha.
In the morning, you would actually say, Muzuhire Chwani.
Muzuhile
Chwani.
Muzuhile
Chwani.
That's it.
Chwa. Muzuhile Chwani.
Oh, Muzuhile Chwani.
Yeah, Muzuhile Chwani. There we go.
Yes.
That's it. Muzuhile Chwani,
not
DJ Sia.
But Chwani is an N-I at the end.
N-I, Chwani.
Chwani. Yeah. Okay.
That's it. Bye, Shiri.
Yeah.
Even the first listen
on the answer or the reply will be Hande.
I know, Hande we know.
Okay, no, that one we know.
That's
an initial anthem.
No, hand for your hand.
Sia, my guy, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations on your nomination of a fresh Song of the Year.
Yeah.
With a song featuring Temi Dimples as well as Dalom Kids with Morena. Talk to us about this song, Buta. Firstly, who is Temi Dimples?
Thank you very much for the nomination, and it actually came at the right time because, you know, the year is gone, so one has to actually see what you have been doing the whole year and see if it actually worked for you, and yeah.
Mm.
So Temi Dimples is a Namibian artist. She's actually my niece. First started underground, and we have done two or three songs together. Apart from Morena, there is also a song that we've done with Your Maps.
Mm-hmm.
And also, DJ Star from South Africa. She's there. First, she used to do gospel only, but she does secular music now as well. But she's one of those artists one can actually say, no, vocalist, one can actually say she's versatile. You can actually put her on any type of instrument. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Shaquan, sorry.
Yeah,
When you hear the name Temi Dimples, when I first heard it, I actually thought it was like a Nigerian superstar.
Oh, I thought it was a South African superstar.
You thought it was a South African?
Yes.
It just sounds so international, bro. Temi Dimples.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the name actually is catchy. You know, in the music industry, you need to get a name or anything that would work for you and something which is unique as well. So, yeah. It's actually when she told me, you know, uncle, my name, I'm not Tracy. Her real name is Tracy Elijah.
Mm, okay.
So, yeah, she was like, no, my name, musical name is Temi Dimples. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. we can ride with that, hey? But you know what, see, I'm actually curious to know, how did you form that relationship with Dalom Kids? How did that come about? And why was it so important, especially for you, and obviously the type of music that you make, to actually collaborate with Dalom Kids?
I've been a big fan of Dalom Kids back in the days. So we, especially in Gatima, we used to listen to Dalom Kids, hip-hop and everything. So, but then Dalom Kids, where I come from, I even thought they were from Gatima as well.
We all thought that we're Namibian.
Yeah, right. It's true, yeah.
Yeah, so when the lead, Danny Shanda, who's the founder of Dalom Music, passed on, you know, so I always wanted to do remixes of their song at first, so I got hold of Boss Lady, Madame Silva Shanda, who's then the wife to the late Dan Shanda Mays, so continue rest in peace. So we started talking about how we can work together. I think that's like 6-7 years ago.
Mm.
So yeah, we'll talk about events, we'll talk about all the stuff and everything. So now, 2 years ago, I think that's 2-3 years ago, we went in the studio, you know, trying to record something. It sounded very good, but I'm one person that always want to release something at the right time. But sometimes you release it at the right time, which is the wrong time. So last year, We met, no, last year we met, that's 2022. Mm. We met, then we spoke about it. This was now in person. Yeah, and she asked me the same question. Why do you want to do something with Dalom Kiss? I'm like, Dalom Kiss is home. We are cousins. Mm. So that's how we met, and that's how we came up with Morena. Mm. But then apart from Morena, we have like 3, 4, 5 songs that we didn't release, and some of them could have just released an album. Yes. I guess released an album, and then it's in some of them are in their album. So we did 2, then I took 2, then they took I think 2 as well.
Complete your thought.
Yeah, so when I'm a very big fan of I'm a piano, but yeah, not really. So when the 3 steps of my piano came in, I felt like, no, this is now Pantula from home now. We made Pantula in piano. So when you listen to it, you feel there's a bit of old sound in it. Well, it's his sound on my piano. So, yes.
Arigana. Sia, you mentioned album here. Does this mean, are you dropping anytime soon? Is it a collaborative effort, or they will have their own drop, you will have your own drop where these songs will feature?
No, actually, I dropped mine 2 weeks ago.
It's actually true. Because I think you and Dalom Kids have a song, something, Welcome to Katima Mulilo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. That's one of the songs on my album. Dalom Kids have their own album, actually. They dropped it, I think, 3 days ago, and it's doing very well.
Mm.
You know, in South Africa, they do with the numbers, the streaming and all the stuff. Unlike us, because I think the population as well is a little more. Yeah, so they dropped theirs. So you see that if you got the album, you still see Morena is still there. And Kwahai, the one who's trending now, is still there. But they also added some song that we have done, like Africa. Because my first title of the name of the album, mine first was Africa. Then I changed it because, you know, when you name something, you name the look and feel of the cover the sound itself should be an African. I felt like I was going to fail the title or maybe the name of the album. Hence, they took the song, and then it's a beautiful song.
These are things that we don't normally know. We do now. Congratulations once again on your nomination, Buta. Perhaps next year, by January, we will know whether DJ Sia has been crowned the champion and the song of the year.
Possibly. Absolutely.
That will really mean a lot to me, because, you know, we work very hard sometimes. It's not recognition, but for me, honestly, a nomination is already a win, because people actually are seeing what you're doing. I always tell people, like, things always come at the right time. It can only be God that can actually do that. So for me, a nomination is already a big win. And I thank you very much, Fresh FM, we recognize the local talent, because this is what we need, you know. The awards were gone, or when there's no recognition. The only thing that you do is get bookings. Yeah, we want to make money, but at the same time, we need something that can say, okay, I think here, money is gone, but this is what I have that I've done this year.
Quick random question before we let you go, Sia. Random question.
No problem.
And be honest, be brutally honest.
Very much.
The person you are right now, the DJ Sia that you are right now, when you're at home, are you able to finish a movie in one go? Let's say 2-hour movie.
Wow.
Are you able to finish a movie in one go? 2 hours.
To edit a movie?
No.
Can you actually sit down for 2 hours at home?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I struggle. Because look, apart from me being DJ C or whatever, I'm in the media industry. I'm a camera operator by profession. So I struggle to watch a movie because I just watch on how their shooting is, the movement.
When
you ask me the story at the end, I'm like, oh, I don't know. I was just checking how you understand. And apart from that, it's time, because,
we are busy.
It's you need time for family, you know, you need time for school, because I'm back school again. So it's the answer is no.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Shamsi.
Not for me.
We appreciate you, my good sir. Good luck.
No, see, I hope I'm going to say this right, hey?
Yeah.
Mutole Hande.
Yeah, that sounds very good. You're better than NSK.
Shop is good. Cheers.
Hey there, shoppers. Want to spice up your grocery?